Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. You tuned in to WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and worldwide at WCUW.org.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaction. Online at massagestcroix.com.
The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this station nor its management.
If animals learn to speak our language, I'm certain their first word would be, why?
Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program about living the vegan lifestyle, featuring interviews with individuals and organizations who are practicing a healthy vegan lifestyle.
Hi, Marlene.
Hi, Jim. Hi, Ray.
Hi, Marlene.
How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Doing good. Fabulous.
Oh, this is very exciting. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we're excited too.
There might be a moment in the more than a moment in the recording when the school across the street gets out for the day, and then there will be the background sound of a
children
lot
screaming.
Of children screaming and laughing.
Okay.
And you can let us know if it's an issue, because we don't have any other room to go to. We're just staying at this place in Mexico.
Okay, and you're in the Yucatan?
We are, yeah.
Okay.
In Puerto Morelos.
We're joined by Ray Socorro and her husband, Jim Corcoran. Ray Socorro has been a spokeswoman for animals, the environment, and human rights for over 30 years. Her programs have been changing people's vision of what is possible to create in our lives and in the world. Ray has worked internationally with participants ranging from teachers, students, and prisoners to businesses and activists. As co-founder of the Institute for Humane Education, Ray created interactive critical thinking tools that are now being used by people around the globe. She holds degrees in cultural anthropology and environmental education from the University of Wisconsin. Ray draws from years of experience to help individuals and groups discover how implementing changes personally, locally, can bring about positive change globally. She is co-founder, co-director of Plant Peace Daily and co-founder of Veg Fund. Jim J.C. Corcoran co-founded and served as president of Veg Michigan. He is a retired fire captain, paramedic training officer, has a B.S. in emergency medicine, and is certified in the living foods lifestyle. Jim also is a certified fitness instructor and former softball tournament champion all-star. He has been leading life-altering programs on health and the environment for over 20 years. Since retiring from the fire service, Jim has been busy starting and developing several other successful outreach organizations. He co-founded Plant Peace Daily, founded Santa Fe Vegan, and co-founded Veg Fund, an international organization which helps vegan activists spread the word through food and other means. Additionally, Jim was inducted into the Green Michigan Hall of Fame. Thank you very much, Jim and Ray, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Oh, it's so good to be here.
Yes.
So I'm really anxious to hear all about your work, and let's start with what you've been doing recently, both in New Mexico and, of course, that you're joining us via Skype on the Yucatan Peninsula in Mexico.
Oh, great. Yep, we're here in Puerto Morelos in the Yucatan, and we try to every year go somewhere that we can be by water. Since we live in New Mexico, we don't have an ocean. We don't even have giant lakes to swim in. So we go snorkel somewhere every winter, and we combine it with working on animal rights and animal welfare issues wherever we are. So we do rescue, spay-neuter clinics, whatever we can
do. Distribute literature.
Distribute tons of literature. So we do a lot of education work while we're on our trips, because for us that's a joyful vacation. And then this time, because we're across the street from the middle school, I went across the street and I talked to the school about if the English class might want to have a compassionate living program done in the English class. And the English teacher was all over it. So I did two school programs over there, and all the literature we had in Spanish went out to all these kids. And it was interesting because I said, only take literature if you are really interested in helping animals so it doesn't waste the literature. And almost every kid wanted the literature. So that was just very heartwarming to just see how they're open-minded and they're open-hearted. And in Mexico, I can talk about issues that I cannot talk about in the U.S. in the classrooms. You know, it's very hard to mention vegan or animal rights in the classrooms in the U.S. They're very much censored. And here in Mexico, I get to just say any truth that I want to address.
So about 70 pieces of literature went into kids' hands, and they took it back to their families. So, you know, literally well over 100 people got influenced by this talk, these two talks she did.
Wow, that's really great to hear. And, yeah, what do you think about that with the U.S. having so much censorship over veganism?
Oh, I think it's, you know, I mean, I worked in schools for years in the U.S., for decades, and, you know, did humane education trainings, but all these schools that I went into, you can really see the corporate sponsorship going on in the schools in the U.S. when you go into them. You know, milk is huge. So you see a lot of that going on. And you also have parents who are very vocal about not wanting their kids exposed to any ideas that they don't support. There was, you know, I did one assembly program once where the principal was there and he said, oh, I love this, I love this. And then the next day I was contacted by the principal and he said, I'm sorry, you can't come back here. And in fact, you can't come anywhere in our school district because 60 parents called into the school board and said, you know, their kids came home and didn't want to eat their dinner. So, you know, it's just very restricted there. And here, I mean, you know, JC, like we even find this in Santa Fe, in New Mexico, where the people who are from Mexico are more...
Oh, more, totally more open to...
More open to the message. Yeah.
Yeah. And it is, it's just so boggling because the message is compassion, unconditional love, respect, and nonviolence. That's right. Veganism.
Absolutely. But you know what? Kindness is very threatening in a culture that profits a lot from violence. So it's really threatening in a culture and in an economy that is running off of people turning away from violence.
And all of the adults in the United States were raised, you know, like for instance, myself, the four food groups. That was on a big, huge poster in several of the rooms. And if you looked at the poster and looked to see who it was that provided the information, it was the Dairy Council or, you know, the Beef Board or whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know, they were indoctrinating kids when they were, you know, as young as grade school.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. You know, there was one school I went into and I was doing a lot of humane education in the States, and there was a huge banner up on the wall that said Be Kind to Animals Week. They were celebrating Be Kind to Animals Week, and below that banner on the wall was the school lunch menu posted on the wall with dead animals every day on there. You know, so the inconsistencies are taught to us from when we are so young.
Right, so it's going to take the grassroots activists to help create cultural transformation and justice and harmony and peace, which, of course, as you know, this boomerangs back into human society. So it's win-win-win for everyone, the environment, the animals, and the people all around. And speaking of that, I'd love to hear about your Plant Peace Daily.
Well, that's an organization that Ray and I started when we got together, I don't know, about a dozen years ago. And it was a platform that we used to launch our book, our speaking engagements, keep people engaged as much as we can, and point people in the right direction.
And, you know, we chose that name, Plant Peace Daily, because there are so many people, you know, actually most people, if you say, do you believe in peace and nonviolence? Most people say, yes, of course I do. You know, and there's all these people who are part of the quote, peace movement, who don't include in that circle or under that umbrella other species. You know, if I say that I do programs in nonviolence and compassionate living, people assume it's people to people. Mm-hmm. They don't even think like, oh, yes, there's violence that doesn't have anything to do with us being the victims, that there are other species who are the victims. So we really wanted to bring this social justice movement under that umbrella of broad-based work for peace.
Thank you for doing that. The connection is imperative. Without it, we're not going to have peace, which of course is why we're still in the situation we are, in a global chaos in 2018, because the root cause, I believe, is the violence towards the other animals on our plates daily. It's vibrations, it's energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a total disconnect, you know, because the majority of people, if you say, are you an animal lover? What are they? I think the statistic is about 95% of people in the U.S. Right. would call themselves animal lovers, and 95% of the people in the U.S. consume animal products. You know, so there's this huge disconnect in it, and that's what we're doing with Plant Peace Daily. We're really trying to help people, like, look into their core values, into their hearts, and then align those core values with their daily choices. And, you know, I mean, there's pros and cons to living with another vegan activist. You know, we are both fully dedicated, and we really don't have a regulating force in our lives that says, hey, you know, you have to actually do something else once in a while other than vegan activism and education. So, you know, but it is wonderful. It's wonderful that we each get to live with someone who understands our passion for promoting compassionate living. It's great.
Yes, and I'm also very grateful for both of you as the co-founders of Veg Fund.
Mm. Wow, yeah. that was fun.
That was a wild start.
That's 9 years ago now.
Yeah, I think
that's
it was.
Amazing.
So it was me, JC, and Zia Terhune. And do you know Zia?
No, I don't.
Oh, she's great. So the three of us started Veg Fund, and it was so bare bones in the beginning. We were doing everything. So JC and I were on the road with our solar camper doing programs all over, education programs and activism all over the country. We had our dogs with us. And that's when we started Veg Fund with Zia. So we would be driving around in the car, and I was the one who was processing applications, and I had to set up an office in the back of the car. I needed something to put my mouse on. You know, it was constant. It was every waking hour to setting that up.
And when we would park, I would work on the website and do all
wow.
the graphics. And all of the
from our little solar camper.
Yeah. So we did that for 3 years. We didn't take a salary. We just we just wanted that the funds to go out to every activist that we could get our hands on.
That's great. You're an inspiration. Yes, could you explain a little bit about Veg Fund for our listeners who might not be familiar with it?
Well, Veg Fund was created to get money into the hands of activists to pay for literature, to pay for food, to do their outreach. Because there's so many wonderful activists in the world who don't have the funds to do the things they want to do. And here we have a means of bringing the activist and the money together through Veg Fund. And it's a worldwide organization.
Veg Fund really gives activists an opportunity to just introduce people to the abundance that there is in the plant-based world.
Yeah.
And so it's just fabulous. And then with that, boom, once that person has that vegan food in their hand, then they start looking at the literature, and then they move beyond just this whole diet issue. I think of the vegan diet issue as more sort of a self-centered human endeavor, like, oh, what about me and my health and my waistline and my diabetes? But beyond that, you know, I just feel like once people come in through that door, they can look at all these other issues, like you were talking about. You were saying, you know, about the environment and animals and everything that is involved in it, human rights issues. It's really just such a beautiful doorway in. I mean, JC and I came in through different doorways. Like, he joined the vegan movement through the environmental issues, and I joined it through nonviolence and being kind to animals and living compassionately toward other species. And so we came in through those doors, and I didn't learn about the the health issues till much later. So it's been this sort of accidentally, I ended up really healthy. You know, but I would have kept doing this no matter what, because there's no way I want animals to be treated the way they are in the industries, all the industries, you know. So for me, it was broad-based, looking at animals in labs, zoos, everything, farmed animals, you know, marine animals, everything. And so I came in through that door and then learned about the environmental issues, learned about the health issues. And I've never found any aspect of veganism that is something that is like a negative in it. There is no negative in it. And so it kind of shocks me that more people don't latch onto it.
No kidding,
and go,
yeah.
Wow, this is amazing. I'm so glad I have this information.
I know. We're listening to Ray Sikora and her husband Jim Corcoran, both vegan activists in Santa Fe, New Mexico. They're joining us via Skype in the Yucatan, Mexico, where they're on vacation as well as doing vegan education in Mexico. This is Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. We'll take a short break and then we'll continue our conversation with Ray and Jim. You tuned in to WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and worldwide at WCUW.org. I'd like to announce that Vegan Nation is moving to a new time slot. Vegan Nation will air every Thursday from 4 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation, and please join us again next week. Remember, Thursdays, 4 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. And now we'll continue our conversation with Ray Sikora and Jim Corcoran, co-founders of Veg Fund. I want to thank you very much for being the co-founders of Veg Fund, and I'm one of the recipients. I've been very grateful for Veg Fund because there is a psychology professor here in Central Massachusetts, and for 3 years in a row, she invited me to come speak to her college students, and so I applied to Veg Fund, and sure enough, I was able to purchase food, which of course, to the young college students, I brought in the vegan chocolates, even the vegan ice cream sandwiches, and it was great because they had no idea that everything is veganized. Everything.
Exactly. You know, we were doing this environmental, it was a huge environmental fair at a university,
yeah.
And we were tabling at this environmental fair. We had all kinds of food samples out, tons of stuff. We had the recipes for everything. We had literature. And this professor approaches our table, and she's like, "This is ridiculous. There is nothing wrong with dairy." She was really angry, and she came with like claws out straight toward me.
And this was an agricultural school, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, agricultural school.
Major
for sure,
university.
For sure. Mm-hmm. So I said, there's so many people at the table. I said, why don't you just grab a brownie and come over to the side of the table, and we can talk about it if you're interested. And she did. She grabbed a brownie. So she's eating this brownie, which was delicious, by the way. She's eating the brownie, and you know, I'm telling her about the realities of dairy. And she's hearing me somewhat, but mostly she's focused on the brownie, you know? And she looks up at me and she said, "Well, no eggs or dairy in this brownie?" I said, "No." She said, "Do you have the recipe?" I said, "I do." But the anger just went right out of her. And, you know, I said, "Yeah, I'll give you the recipe." But it opened our conversation in a whole different way, just her biting into a brownie.
Yes. Yeah, that's great to hear. Thank you. Thank you. And also, Jim, and mm-hmm. JC, I'm used to calling you Jim. So
don't call him either one.
Okay.
I'm known throughout the country in different ways.
Okay. And congratulations on being inducted into the Green Michigan Hall of Fame.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of the environmental end, I'd also like to talk about the Institute for Humane Education.
So Zoe Weil and I started the Institute for Humane Education. Oh, I don't know. I can't do linear time like that. Anyway, long time ago.
15 years ago or more.
15 or more?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably more than that. Yeah. Anyway, so we started it, and, you know, it came about because she and I were working for a large national organization doing humane education, and we were going out to schools, but there were just two of us. And, you know, I finally thought, wait a minute, there's just two of us. We need a whole army of us, a compassion army. And so it's so funny how it started. Like, she was out for the night with her husband, and I left a message on her answering machine, and I just said, you know, why don't we certify people and have an education program so there can be lots of people going out and working in the schools. And she called me when she heard that message and she just said, brilliant, it's effing brilliant. And so then we started doing this. We started doing it. Now there's a master's program and it's just great. And, you know, for Zoe and I, it was really important to include all aspects of compassionate living and nonviolence. You know, we didn't want it to just be one social justice issue disconnected from the others. So all social justice issues, you know, from human slavery to animal slavery, everything is included in those programs. And, you know, and I love what Zoe's doing. I moved on to other things and, you know, I was still doing humane education, but not training at the center. And Zoe has just kept growing it. And she's a powerhouse. She's amazing.
And I know that the studies can be done online, but also that the center is right here in New England, in Maine.
Yeah, it's beautiful. This is the prevention work. Like, humane education is going in and doing the prevention work that activists later have to come along and deal with the symptoms in society. But if we can just work with these young people, you know, hopefully there won't be a need for activists anymore. There won't be these symptoms in society. So, you know, kids are naturally compassionate when they're little, and really this is just working with that. It's finding what is their true nature instead of what has been trained out of them and pushed into them in terms of ideas about the world that they live in. And it's so beautiful when you watch both kids and adults, you know, opening up like flowers and find what is their true nature from when they were little. That's compassion that we're born with.
We all the time come across people who are saying that their biggest regret was that they hadn't done this sooner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And speaking of that, let's go from the Institute for Humane Education in Maine, and I'd like to hear a little bit about Santa Fe Vegan.
Oh, that's JC.
Well, we started that in 2011 when we finally settled down. We sold our solar camper and we decided we were going to settle in Santa Fe. We love Santa Fe. We've got a Facebook page devoted to Santa Fe. It's called Bring It On Down to Veganville. And it's an effort to attract other vegans to Santa Fe. And it shows all the reasons why we love Santa Fe and on that page. But we also know how important community is for vegans. There was a few vegans in Santa Fe, but we brought them together and we made them feel like they were part of an organization, like they, you know, so we were offering support. We have over 900 members in our meetup group there now, and we have activities almost once a week now. We have cooking demos, we have dine-outs, we have lectures, we have films. Yeah, we've got some amazing people who are involved now.
So, we have so many incredible activists in Santa Fe. And you know what's really great about JC having the idea to start that meetup group was we found other people who were already there, who were activists, who were, you know, really working to educate and promote veganism in this beautiful way. We didn't know they were out there because, you know, New Mexico doesn't have a huge population in the city. You know, it's like people are spread out all over. And so suddenly we all came together and it was great.
Yes. Oh, thank you for being an inspiration. And I know you're humble, yet you are very powerful and greatly appreciated.
Marlene, look how things have changed. Like, I have been vegan now for, oh, I don't know how many years, 40 years.
40 years.
Oh, my God. Anyway, a lot has changed. And I feel like people can hit despair a lot and feel like, oh, nothing's changing. And I would really encourage your listeners to not just look forward at how far we have to go in the movement, but to look back.
Yes.
And to think about how quickly, when I started being vegan, there were no vegan foods in regular grocery stores. I had to make my own tofu and all this other stuff. So
we knew all the vegan authors. And
yeah,
the
we felt like we knew every vegan in the world, and now we can't keep up with them.
Yes. You know?
Like, the tipping point, I feel it coming. I feel this huge tipping point coming in the culture. And so I think it's important to celebrate how far we've come. And, you know, because if we only look at how far we have to go, that's despair-causing stuff. And So I really want to encourage your listeners to do that. Just celebrate, you know, how many people are waking up to compassion in the world.
And it's so true.
Yes. Oh, and thanks again to you, Jim Corcoran, and thank you, Ray Sikora.
Thank you, Marlene.
Our pleasure, Marlene.
Thank you so much for your great show.
Yeah, and thank you for doing this show. It's great to get it out into the community.
Thanks again for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Our pleasure.
Our pleasure.
And what's the information for those who are interested in your book, Plant Peace Daily?
The PDF, there's a audio book now they can get, and they can get it on
Amazon.
It
inspires people. We hear from people all the time who really become voices for other species in their community based on what they found in that book that works for them. So we really want it out there.
And we have a Facebook page as well called Plant Peace Daily, Everyday Outreach for People Who Care. And it's new ideas, people that weren't included in the book. So people can go there and find out some fresh ideas too. They can reach Ray at RAE at plantpeacedaily.org. And me, they can read through JC at plantpeacedaily.org. And I think our website,
www.plantpeacedaily.org.
And they can reach us through Facebook as well.
Okay, thank you. Anything else?
Yeah, we want everyone to move to Santa Fe.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Marlene.
Thanks. And how much longer will you be in the Yucatan?
Another week.
Yep, another week.
Wonderful.
Yeah. We're enjoying it. We just got done doing yoga out on the patio, and now we're going to go do some snorkeling, and I may get a massage.
Wait, he's making it sound really perfect, Marlene, but we're also covered in flea bites from working at the sanctuary.
Oh, that's true.
And it's cold enough to wear long pants and sweatshirt every day. So, there, just so you don't have to be jealous of where we are.
Oh, well, then enjoy your massage.
Thank you, Marlene. So great talking with you. Thank you so much for inviting us on your show.
Take care.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah,
okay,
lots
Marlene.
Of love.
Bye-bye.
Hear this program again at wcuw.org/vegannation. Theme music provided by Will Tuttle. This is Marlene Narrow wishing you a good day.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaxation. Online at massagestcroix.com.
Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation.
I like anyone in the whole town. Our solstice the pig. Vegan. Please go vegan for the human beings. Please go vegan for the animals too.